All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P23-088 regarding Mr. Robert Phillips. The time is now 10:21 on January 25th of 2024. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to the case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and their purpose. We'll start with board staff.
Yourself. Harry Pryor, investigator.
Thank you.
Orlean Lohr, investigations manager.
Thanks. Kurt Winter, deputy director.
Thank you. Mr. Donald?
Scott Donald, assistant attorney general, acting as board counsel.
Thank you. And then EAC members. Go ahead, sir.
Sorry, Mike Fonger, registered land surveyor, EAC member.
Thank you.
Larry Lawrence, registered as R.L. Lawrence, registered land surveyor, EAC member.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Woodson?
Mark Woodson, registered land surveyor and one of the reviewers of the case.
Thank you. And Mr. Vischer?
Urban Visser, professional land surveyor and EAC committee member.
Thank you. And Mr. Phillips, our respondent?
Yes, Robert Phillips.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Russell?
Yes, Janice Russell.
Thank you. Mr. Russell, our witness?
No, it's my son, James Severino.
James Severino.
Okay, thank you, sir. And Mr. Uh-huh. Russell?
Yes?
Mr. Russell, if you could state your name and purpose,
Victor
sir.
Russell.
Victor Russell, witness. And then, what's your name, sir?
Victor Russell.
Victor Russell, Jr.? Okay. And for record, Mr. Victor Russell, Jr., and I'm sorry, I can't remember your name, Ms. Russell's son?
James. Severino.
Okay, thank you. Just for record, Victor Jr. and James are not going to be part of the executive session, but they are here for the open session. Just a few quick reminders. The meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This becomes important when we go back to the audio recording so we can know who said what. In order to avoid any disruptions, we ask that all cell phones either be turned off or put on silent. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on February 27th of 2023 relating to a survey project in Gold Canyon, Arizona, on or about November 10th of 2022.
Daniel, that is wrong when it says land survey and legal description. In Gold Canyon, Arizona, that is where I used to live. The property is off of Interstate 8 and Highway 84.
Okay.
Survey was not done in Gold Canyon. That is where I used to live.
Okay. Do you have the address for the property that was surveyed?
Let's see.
All right, at least the, not necessarily the address, but the city or general location.
Okay, let me see if I've got.
Okay. Township range is on there. Just up in the title.
Okay, I've got a parcel number. Let me look here.
Oh, we got it. We're good. I apologize. So is the survey project in Pinal County, Arizona. We'll leave
yes,
it at that
it
for
is.
Open session. Okay. All right. That was done on about November 10th of 2022. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I'd like to ask each committee member if they have done so and if they're comfortable serving on the committee without any conflicts with a respondent or a ledger. For the record, I will call each committee member by name, and if you could signify yes or no on whether you're good to move forward. Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Fondren?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Woodson?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Visser?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During the executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted, starting with the ledger, then respondent, and then witnesses. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here in person not being interviewed will need to wait in the lobby. You will be called in when it's time for your interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it's your time for the interview. At this time, I'd like to call for a motion from a committee member to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence.
This is Mr. Fondren, so moved.
Thank you, sir. Can I get a second?
This is Larry Lawrence, second.
Thank you. And I'll need to do a quick roll call vote. And again, this is just yes or no whether to move into executive session or not. Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Fondren?
Yes.
Thanks. Mr. Woodson?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Visser?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. All right, we are good to move into executive session. As we go into executive session, I'll need to have you gentlemen wait in the lobby again. And James, if you wouldn't mind disconnecting, we're going to need to interview Mrs. Russell first, and no one else can be privy to that at the time.
Okay, James disconnecting.
Thank you, sir.
The son, right?
No, yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Me. Thank you.
Okay, it is now 10:30, ending open session.